I'm going to call BC and find out. I'll probably get the answering machine.
Calling the BC SPCA Victoria branch. For animal distress concerns, please press 1. For general information, press 2. For animal control concerns, please press 3. To reach a member of the team at the Victoria branch, please press 4.
Not even a message, a voice message system. Well, I guess they don't want to hear from me. They anticipated.
Victoria SPCA, this is Shondor speaking.
Oh, hi, Shondor. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad. It's Kathleen in Montreal.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Hey. So, we've been going through it a little bit more today. If you don't mind, I'm just going to put you on a quick hold, actually, if that's okay.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks.
It's 8:08 p.m. How long is this going to go on? Hi there.
Yeah, I just want to let you know that I did bring up everything we spoke about yesterday just to our manager's attention. We're just kind of still going through it right now. And then as soon as we know a little bit more, we will be reaching out. I don't want to give you any false answers right now.
Well, false answers about what?
Oh, well, we're just going through everything that we talked about yesterday. And I just want to have a really firm grasp of what's going on here.
Okay, because all I would like to have is a copy of the surrender receipt.
Of course, yeah. So as soon as I know if I'm able to do that, I'll definitely send one your way. Yeah.
Because this trustee has written to me that if I don't answer him before May the 7th, he is going to take an enormous amount of money out in my name, so I will be indebted for four years, 8 months.
Has he shown you any sort of invoice?
No, this is one of the problems. He did not show an invoice. He, in fact, declared in writing that the invoice hasn't been issued yet. He didn't explain how he came to know that there was fostering and that an invoice might be issued. He claimed that he did not... he claimed that the bird was given to the SPCA before the trustee entered into the picture, but he doesn't explain how he found out subsequently that the bird was in fostering, or explain the allegation that there was going to be this enormous invoice to a dead person for looking after a bird for 5 years. It doesn't make any sense.
Oh, yeah, I see. Here, I'm just going to put you on a quick hold again, if that's okay.
Sure.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
So, okay, if I just grab your email here, I have it. You will send you over a copy of that.
Oh, you're going to send it over?
Yeah, that's right.
Terrific. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
I also wanted to say I read a lot of your website, and yeah. I think it's a beautiful website, by the way. I think I understand that animals are put into foster care if they arrive healthy, and they want to keep them healthy instead of putting them into the general population where they might pick up some kind of disease. So I presume if Bebe the parrot went into fostering. After he arrived, he must have been in good shape, and therefore fostering would last a couple of weeks or so, and then they would put him up at the website and with a picture and advertise him as available to be adopted. This seems to be what happens to the other birds and animals that I see there at the website. So I would guess that he had been adopted long ago. And I can't understand why anybody would foster him for nearly 5 years without actually, if they liked him, they would have had to adopt him instead of running up bills for other people.
Yeah, that's right. So I think given the whole nature of the situation, as soon as the bird comes into our care, there's no fees incurred from the foster or anything, and then as well the trustee having the information from the foster for this bird. Very unlikely as well. I really don't think this is indeed what is happening.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand. You don't think what is happening?
Oh, that this bill that the trustee has brought forward is actually from us.
Okay.
If you are really worried about this, you are more than welcome to seek legal advice elsewhere. I can't really give legal advice for.
I appreciate it. That's okay. I'll just answer the trustee directly myself, and I'll tell him, produce an invoice, prove who's got him. I mean, he didn't even offer me any evidence that the bird was dead or alive or where he was. It was just...
Exactly. If you do have one and you're worried about its legitimacy, feel free to also email that our way.
Okay.
And we will be able to confirm or deny that.
Okay.
But, yeah, for right now, I'm just going to take your email address and send out... just a copy of the surrender receipt over to you.
That's terrific. Did the police bring him in, or did you guys go pick him up?
This was before I was here. I'm not too sure what happened at the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the surrender receipt would be made out to the person who brought him in?
That's right.
Okay, well, this would be great. I will appreciate having that. And if
I might have it here on file from just the other day. Let me just take a look here. Give me one moment. amateursdigest@protonmail.com?
That's it.
Okay, perfect. I do have that one there. Yeah, perfect in capital T and capital A and capital B.
It'll probably work either way, but I like putting caps in so I can read it.
Perfect. Then yeah, I do indeed already have that one here, so I will just be sending you a copy of that surrender receipt shortly.
Thank you, I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Have any more questions? Call.
I will do. Thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
Take care. Bye. Bye-bye.